Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is June 29th, 2025, and here are our top stories. AI Power Demand, AI Text Adventures, OpenAI Chip Shift, AI Job Impact. AI Power Demand. Microsoft's ambition to power its AI data centers with nuclear energy might be realized sooner than expected. Constellation Energy, which specializes in carbon-neutral electricity from nuclear plants, recently hinted that its reactor at Three Mile Island could be reactivated as early as 2027. This would be a year ahead of the 2028 target initially set when Microsoft signed a 20-year power purchase agreement with Constellation Energy. Joe Dominguez, Constellation CEO, stated that they are preparing for this early timeline, pending approval from the local grid operator in the Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Maryland area. This development follows the previous shutdown of the reactor in 2019 due to subsidy issues. AI Text Adventures. Runway, the video AI startup, is launching a new platform called Game Worlds next week. This innovative platform lets users create their own text adventure-style games using simple text input and image generation. The features will be gradually expanded over time. CEO Cristobal Valenzuela mentioned that the company is in talks with gaming companies to integrate this technology and access their datasets for training. According to Valenzuela, game developers are currently more responsive to AI innovations than film studios. OpenAI Chip Shift. OpenAI is making a strategic shift by utilizing Google's AI chips for ChatGPT and other products. This move marks a departure from their previous reliance on NVIDIA's graphic processors and Microsoft's infrastructure. According to the information, OpenAI is now renting Tensor Processing Units, or TPUs, from Google Cloud to support their AI operations. This marks the first significant use of non-NVIDIA chips for OpenAI, aiming to reduce the costs associated with running already trained models for new queries. While OpenAI remains a major client of NVIDIA, Google's TPUs provide a cost-efficient alternative. However, Google does not offer OpenAI its most powerful TPU models, suggesting a limited collaboration. This change could influence OpenAI's relationship with Microsoft, its primary investor and infrastructure provider, as discussions between OpenAI CEO Sam Altman and Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella continue. AI Job Impact. Anthropic is addressing concerns about AI's impact on the job market. CEO Dario Amodei acknowledges that technological advances might render up to half of all entry-level office jobs obsolete, potentially raising unemployment to 20%. To tackle these challenges, Anthropic is launching the Economic Futures Program. This initiative aims to prepare for these changes by funding rapid empirical research and facilitating political dialogues through planned symposia in Washington and Europe. Their focus extends beyond technology to influence policy decisions. This program builds on their Economic Index platform, offering anonymous data on AI's impact on employment. Anthropic aims to replace speculation with concrete information, understanding both job losses and opportunities in emerging sectors. Meanwhile, OpenAI is focusing on education and regional development, highlighting different approaches within the industry. The shared acknowledgement is that AI-driven changes are significant and imminent, necessitating reliable data and societal commitment to navigate this transformation. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.